You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
All right, I am very excited for tonight's top 10 because it's something very close to my heart. Hello, Ripship.
Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourselves to the wonderful audience?
My name is Callum. I play guitar and synth and sing a little bit in Ripship.
My name is Ray and I can only play drums, but I sing a little.
just disappointingly, only the drums.
Like, not a multi-instrumentalist.
All right. Well, I mean, we're not judging here about instrumental skills. We're only judging the topic. And I would get you to say more things, but I just can't wait for the topic. So would you like to introduce the subject of tonight's Small Top 10?
So this week, the Small Top 10 is Top 10 Movie Aliens.
Movie Aliens. Very, very, very good. If you would like to text in about aliens, text in on 53195. I need it. I need the alien takes, please.
We welcome all differing opinions about this list as well. The discussion, we love it.
So I was hoping that you would pick something like this because so many of your songs are sci-fi themed.
Yeah, that's kind of our thing.
Has to be on brand for Ripship.
Yeah, totally. I was just wondering, it's not usually like such an interview, but I'm just like, these are things I personally just want to know. Was that like a conscious decision going into the band? Like, we want to be a sci-fi...
Yeah, I feel at a point we were just like, this is the most fun.
Yeah.
And being emotionally authentic is hard, so let's just sing about robots.
Yeah, I think all the good songs were the ones about robots and all the bad ones weren't.
So. Stick to it. It's a winning formula, right?
Yeah, awesome. I love... Oh, sorry. We just keep getting... I'm just waiting for the text. It's fine. Oh, Yoda at number one. I don't know how that's going to go.
We'll see.
Looks inside the building. All right, let's get into the list.
10.
All right. At number 10, we have The Triffids from Day of the Triffids.
So, wait, can you turn... Because you've prepared a slideshow. Oh, so it is the classic, the old Triffids.
1962. We have some points here for why The Triffids make it into the top 10.
Okay. Number one seems pretty straightforward. Scary.
They're creepy. And they make these, like, rustling plant-growy noises.
They're very far from human. Mm. Yeah.
So, like, for people who don't know about Triffids, do you want to give us, like, a quick rundown?
Yeah, so the Triffids, they come from a novel, but in this particular movie, they are from space. They're these plants. They're plant aliens, basically. They're evil, carnivorous plant aliens that crawl around and harass the general public, eating them, consuming them.
These are the only aliens on the list that can be eaten by vegans.
Which is, I feel like that doesn't come up in the book or the film. I feel like very few people are out there eating Triffids, and it's like,
they're all
come
out
on.
There being eaten by Triffids.
No matter, yeah, exactly. No
but
matter
you
your dietary requirements, you can just get involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the Triffids. They're creepy. They're unique.
They are. They're very, very kind of beautiful as well.
Yeah. Movie doesn't age so well.
You know, okay. Wait, we'll get into that off air. All right.
9.
Number 9 from District 9, released 2009, we have The Prawns.
Now, I'm starting to get the feeling that you chose this mainly for the kind of nice, pleasant repetition of the number 9, but...
Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence?
Yep, genuinely.
What are the criteria that you've got kind of overarching for how... Like, how do you get to be a best movie monster? Scary?
Cool.
Cool.
Unique.
Cool more than scary?
We have some scary ones.
Okay.
I feel like the prawns aren't super scary. They're kind of cute, honestly.
That's true. They do try and very hard to make them sympathetic.
Yeah, even though they look like insects and they have little mandibles.
Aww. I mean, there's a picture in front of me, right? Oh, Triffids were genetically engineered in the book. I don't recall that. They came from space and they sent a thing before them. But
this is a top 10 movie aliens, not book aliens.
I don't want to hear anything about books, please. Okay, we'll stop talking about the book. I'm so sorry. Off on a tangent there. All right, I see you've got Metaphor for Racism here.
So I think it's awesome that this amazing advanced species of aliens is suddenly like just refugees. They're put into these like terrible slums. Their living conditions are awful. They're disrespected by everyone. They're discriminated against. It's just like, you know, I bet it's how a lot of people feel, how a lot of humans feel.
It's the beautiful power of sci-fi, you know? Some people can't see it when it's a human and they have to turn it. It seems weird when you say it out loud like that, but some people really can't understand racism until you're like, it's a cute insect.
Yeah, and it's attention grabbing. They have sick weapons also. That's cool.
That's true. Yeah, that's definitely a bonus. All right.
Eight.
Cool. At number eight, we've got the Martians from Mars Attacks.
Very solid. There's been such a range so far.
Yeah, I mean,
we're striving for variety here.
Okay. I mean, it's like, I guess you're really trying for the definitive. You don't just want like a bunch of kind of like 90s.
Like Little Grey Men, whatever. We've seen that. That's done. True. Boring. Yesterday.
Yeah, these guys are iconic. That's one of our bullet points here. Unforgettable design, really. Who could forget?
They're really annoying.
Scared of grandma's music just like me is a bullet point there.
Yep.
Spoilers for the end of Mars Attacks. You might want to turn this one down if you haven't seen it. It's from 1996 though, so like get up to date.
Yeah,
but
true.
They are killed and defeated when grandma's music plays. Their heads explode in their little glass domes.
And I mean, that's got to earn you points.
Mm.
I feel like an easy kill is something that I appreciate in a movie Alien. I like the kind of the nice, clean, you know.
Yeah, easy, simple, kryptonite.
Beautiful. All right.
Seven.
All right, at number seven, we have Optimus Prime from Transformers.
Controversial.
Is he? I mean, to most people, he's a truck.
Yeah, he looks a lot like a truck.
To
I
others,
guess that's
he is
kind
a,
of his
a robot.
Whole thing.
But he's an alien. He's from space. He's from Cybertron.
Is he alive? Do robots count as aliens? I'm having a mind-expanding moment. He is an alien robot.
There's more than one alien robot on this list. Is that okay?
He's sentient.
Hey, it's your list. It's your criteria. I'm just saying, usually when I think of aliens, I think the squishier the better. But he's kind of quite firm.
You're thinking of like the blob, maybe.
I am thinking of the, I'm thinking of Son of the Blob. Yeah.
That's a good one. Shout out to the blob.
Big shout out to the blob if you're listening. Hey, how's it going? I mean, I guess he is an alien and he's got the spark of life, right? So
the all spark.
The all spark, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved by millions of small children.
And adults.
Red, white, and blue fights for freedom you've got here.
He's the most American alien on the list.
And hey, if that's got to count for something.
It turns into a big truck.
Six.
What a ripper of
this
a alien.
This one's immediately a spoiler. But again, for a film that's like 40 years old.
If you haven't seen this, I am just disappointed in you. I have no sympathy. Number six, the Transylvanians from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, very solid.
Many people forget that they're aliens. They're sweet transvestites from Transylvania. They're the only musical alien on the list.
That's very strong. So which characters in the Rocky Horror Picture Show are the alien ones?
Well, obviously, Frankenfurter.
Beautiful.
Has a song. What are those two? You
I
know.
I can't remember the names.
The high-pitched voice one and
the
spooky shaved head man.
The American Gothic guys, yeah. They have these amazing, crazy out there outfits. They like levitate to space at the end. What a great movie. What great characters. LGBTQ+ alien icon.
And on that note, let's go to a song. I mean, gay aliens. It's what you listen to the top 10 for, folks.
Gay aliens.
Number five.
Number five is Peach Milk with Antipode.
Thank you.
That was Teen Line. Yep, that's what it's called, by The Shivers. Before that, we had Peach Milk with Antipode, a word that I spent many minutes looking at different pronunciation guides for. But right now, it's the Small Top 10. And we are speaking, well, I am speaking with Ripship, and you're listening and getting involved with the text machine quite a lot, about top 10 movie aliens.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
There you go. Got to have the mics on. Should we do a quick recap of where we're at so far?
Yes, so.
Yeah, roll back the slideshow.
10, Triffids from Day of the Triffids. 9, from District 9, Prawns. Number 8, we had The Martians from Mars Attacks. At number 7, we had Optimus Prime from Transformers. And number 6, Transylvanians from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And before we get to number 5, I've got to bring up a couple of texts here with you. How do we feel about Superman?
Super boring alien, actually.
Oh! What about John Jones, the Martian Manhunter?
Also, so boring they removed him from the Justice League.
There you have it.
Heck, all right. Hot takes here on the movie Aliens.
Come back when you've got some exciting Aliens texters.
Apparently, that's raw. Shout out to The Visitors from the 80s miniseries V and V The Final Battle, dastardly space fascist reptilians who hide behind benevolence and are really here to steal our resources.
What?
I have not seen that one, but that sounds incredible.
It sounds really good.
Space fascists. That immediately, is a good concept.
Yeah, immediately adding V&V, The Final Battle, to my watch list. This text ends with the sentence, also dat Diana. And I don't know whomst that is referring
Diana,
to.
The famous alien, you know.
Princess Diana.
Diana. She might have been an alien. She was like too good.
Aw. Aw. Please. All right.
5.
Number 5. The Mimic from Annihilation, which was released 2 years ago.
Spooky.
Very spooky. I don't know. Have you seen this?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if the Mimic counts as an alien.
It came from a comet that like landed in a lighthouse, right?
Well, the stuff came from it. This is probably very confusing to people who haven't watched the film.
It's basically a great movie.
Like a comet lands and then all of this weird stuff starts happening. Mm. And some people go in to try and find out what's going on. And eventually in there is the Mimic.
The Mimic. So basically our protagonist comes upon this like crazy weird floating fractal thing, and the score is amazing, and I really recommend you see this movie. It's super abstract, super like uncanny valley, this alien that she kind of comes across that tries to become her, like learns how to mimic her, and there's some very creepy scenes resulting, but I think like just the sickest design, like so unsettling.
It becomes like the physical embodiment of the score of the movie, sort of moves along with it. It's super creepy, super cool.
It looks like an oil slick, like with kind of weird mutated features. Yeah, I love it.
I like your notes here. Creepiest on the list, well, definitely so far. I can't speak for 1 through 4. Existential horror, definitely. Trauma was the most frightening alien all along. Psychedelic fractal boy. Can't argue with that. That definitely deserves it a place on the list.
You never see a fractal in a movie. And this, like, there's this amazing, crazy fractal in a movie. It's great.
Have you seen the documentary that is Arthur C. Clarke? I'm pretty sure it's Arthur C. Clarke. It might be Carl Sagan. Talking about fractals. And he talks to Mandelbrot, the original guy, about fractals. And it is scored by the guitarist from Pink Floyd.
I have not seen that now. And you need to tell me more about it after the show.
It is like comedically stoner movie, but it is a real documentary about fractals.
I love that.
What's it called?
I don't know, but I will look it up and I will announce it later on in the show. It's on YouTube. All right, sorry. Side note. Okay, we're back to the list.
4.
At number 4, we have The Thing from The Thing.
I think maybe this is the creepiest one.
It's a tough competition.
Very creepy.
It's
indeed.
Very creepy.
So a little bit of background on The Thing, please, for the listeners.
The Thing is a parasite from outer space.
When it gets inside you, it turns you against your co-workers and breaks your body apart and morphs it into so many crazy shapes.
Weird spider legs coming out of heads, eyeballs growing out of eyeballs.
Oh, do gods count as aliens?
I guess if a god lives on another planet.
I mean, this is the whole question of that Ancient Aliens television series. There's been books and books about this.
If the god lives on another planet, which, I don't know, it's debatable. Does this god have a corporeal body? Does it, like, you know, is it a resident
I mean,
of somewhere?
Eric von Daniken would say that all gods were aliens come to educate human beings and bring us to a higher level of being. But he's probably wrong. No offense, Ancient Aliens people. Anyway, sorry. That's just an exciting text we got in.
Thought-provoking text.
So
thank you.
The thing, frightening, arctic, spider beast, transforms you into your greatest fear and ruins your whole relationship.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. Great practical effects, though.
Yeah, very good. It's a Carpenter film, right?
Yes.
So it's very strong, powerful movie.
Great movie, great watch.
All right.
Great alien.
I'm getting genuinely like anxious about what the top three are gonna be.
Oh, there's only three left.
Three.
Number three, Star Trek's The Borg.
Oh.
This is the second robot alien on the list.
Okay.
Kind of. It's like, it's a
aliens that use
a human made of organic.
I don't know.
Is this our first hive mind?
This is our first hive mind.
First and only on the list, actually.
Oh, shit.
Spoilers.
They live in a giant cube, which is awesome.
their ship is a cube.
Ripship would live in a cube if we could.
I think anyone who lives in a platonic solid deserves props for that. It's like...
Yeah, it's like the Egyptians.
Yeah, exactly. it's ideal in so many ways.
Yeah, they popularized the phrase resistance is futile.
Very strong.
Iconic.
Yeah. Unbeatable. Yeah.
We have written down here, commie hive mind hates American values like freedom and individuality.
And if that's not enough to get you to number three, then what is? I mean,
well said.
Yeah. All right. okay. We've got some information about this Mandelbrot thing. Although I think this is different. This is another Arthur C. Clarke Mandelbrot.
Down the fractal apparently rabbit hole.
They must just hang out. All right. Sorry. Here's your sting.
Two.
At number two.
We have Abbott and Costello, the heptapods from Arrival.
Okay, so this is a recent movie and it's like the kind of big squid monsters. Monsters is probably a cruel term for these beautiful poetic creatures.
Yeah, are they a hand? Are they an octopus? Are they, you know...
You should really see this movie if you haven't. Like, the what the aliens look like is actually a huge reveal at the end of the movie. They're a lot bigger than they first appear, which is cool.
Yeah, this is a great movie. A little obscure compared to the other ones, but yeah, awesome.
But they're so good.
Got a text in that just says, you will be assimilated.
Assimilated.
With a U.
Assimulated. that's an interesting one.
Which, and maybe we will be.
Maybe. Singularity's on its way.
Yeah. Anyway, back to these aliens. These are probably the most alien physically on the list, I think.
Cool, sick design.
Yeah, they're quite friendly compared to the other ones. They came to Earth with a gift.
A weapon? So, you
know, that's pretty nice of them.
Yeah, that was a whole big thing in the movie.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of this, if you haven't seen the movie, I feel like either if you have or haven't seen the movie, this is a lot of kind of quite ambiguous content. It's more on the highbrow sci-fi rather than the whole like, it's coming to eat my brain kind of Triffid's end.
Yeah, that's why they're number two.
They're big brain aliens.
Big brain, yeah.
For big brain people.
They're the thinking woman's crumpet alien.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Big black weird hand things. Also, they say Abbott is death process, which is really cute and sad. When
that
one
is
of them
really
dies,
sad.
That's sad.
Spoiler alert.
Good song name, though.
There is a song.
Is there?
Yeah,
there's two songs called Abbott is Death Process.
Shit.
they're really.
I guess you had to be in quick on that one. I'll just take it over. No one will care. Okay, before we get to number one, which I have absolutely no idea what it will be, would you like to plug something or some things?
Yeah, we have a gig on this Saturday, which, you know, maybe we shouldn't have a gig on.
It'll be a gathering of under 500 people.
No, definitely.
It'll be well under 500.
Yeah, it'll be well under 500.
Yeah, we're playing at Whammy Bar with Whammy Back Room with Chewy Gum and Sang.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Great. Don't come if you're sick, please.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Or if you've had any contact with anyone who's been overseas.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there, people. We've got so much hand sanitizer everywhere in the building.
Whammy will have some too, so don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, they totally do. Sweet. Is that anything else? I guess you can go to your band camp.
Go to our band camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to our music.
Yeah. We have one music. It was played a little while ago.
Yeah, you heard it. People liked it. We got texts in about how good you are at drums.
Aww.
That's what happens when you're self-deprecating on BFM. People send you nice messages. Okay. The text just like pops. It goes bright, and then there's like, number one should be Megamind. Well, let's just see about that.
How did you know?
Juan.
All right, at number one we have the Xenomorph from the Alien franchise.
I mean, I kind of should have seen this one coming now that you say it.
Yeah.
It is literally Alien, isn't it?
It's
the Alien.
The Alien from Alien, yeah.
Defined Alien.
It's iconic.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a note here that just says very cool, and you can't argue with that.
Yeah. So cool, like, they're kind of insecty, they're kind of snaky, they're kind of lizardy, they kind of look like weird people.
I feel like in the time since this movie was made, psychosexual terror has become very trendy, and it's like done good things for the movie, I think. Because like at the time, H.R. Giger stuff, you're like, oh, that's quite unpleasant, and now people are like, yeah, I want to wear that somehow.
this is an alien that is simultaneously scary as hell, but also you really want to see what it looks like because
totally.
It's in the shadows the whole time. It's like, what? It looks so cool.
Mysterious. Alluring.
It can only be killed by a very cool robot as well.
Yeah, you've got that cool text neck. There. Cool neck. So
yeah.
You got the yellow text on a white background. So.
What can we say? There's nothing you can say. Like, obviously this alien's the best alien.
Lots of mouths. That's always good.
It's terrifying, and the movie is great, and it holds up really well. I think.
I don't think you can argue with that.
It's just the best alien.
Yeah.
All right. Definitive number one alien. So, on that, I love it when there's a non-controversial. Yes, I'm so sorry. Yoda didn't even make that. There were no Star Wars aliens on the list.
Before you asked us to come on the show, we fantasized about being on the show with a top 10 alien list. And at the time, Baby Yoda was number 10 because it was still cool and new.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We didn't want to bring that old dead meme.
I think ever since Baby Mr. Peanut happened, Baby Yoda is just unacceptable content.
Yeah. So we thought we'd spare you that.
Okay, thank you. do you have any honorable mentions before we play your song?
Do we?
Do we? I don't know.
You don't have to.
Other aliens,
I feel like you nailed it with the Xenomorph.
They're just a little, like, exciting aliens get on our list. Like, lovable aliens, if you have lovable aliens, sentimental aliens that have been better for you, that are higher on your personal list, I love that for you. I respect that. But, like, these are the best. Let's be honest.
We just have one quick important note about the alien. Doesn't sing, doesn't have a hive mind. Only things going against it, as far as I can tell.
True. It doesn't have a political stance. It's not a commie. It's not a fascist.
Or is it?
Or is it? Maybe.
Okay, so would you like to introduce the song that you've chosen to play you out tonight?
Yeah, we've got the Red Planet Plan I planned you for, by Sidekick Nick.
Sick. Here we go.
Otto.
Hey, how are you going?
It's so cool up here.
I bet it is. It must be quite hot though. Is it hot?
Cold.
Oh, cold. I thought it was hot enough. This is like rich.
No.
Do you take a warm jersey?
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.